Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Deborah Robinson grew up in a world with little love. She had no idea what love really was. She experienced critical, condemning, and heartbreaking childhood, coming close to committing suicide. God transformed her life and helped her overcome that early trauma, giving her hope and purpose. In Personal Reflections and Praising God, she shares parts of her life story, telling how God performed many miracles throughout the years. Deborah attended the University of Nebraska, became employed by Northwestern Bell Telephone Company as an information specialist. She retired from there after working 43 years. Deborah resides in Omaha, Nebraska with her husband Dennis, three daughters, and five grandchildren. Deborah Robinson, author of Personal Reflections and Praising God, Unleashing Divine Power Through Scripture, is our guest on This Week in America. Deborah, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is such a moving story, what you went through and taking those experiences to reach out and help other people through the book, Personal Reflections in Praising God. Tell us about the inspiration. How did you decide, why did you decide to write this book?
I had a dream, and I used to feel, you know, I had no self-image when I was growing up, being told I wish I'd never had you and things like that. And I got close to God by accepting Jesus into my life. And, you know, when you start reading the Bible and doing studies, you learn one thing after another. And it was just incredible how God changed my heart. And now I'm so positive, when before it was all negative. And he just changed me so much. I'm absolutely amazing.
Talk a little bit about growing up like that. What was that like when you were growing up and feeling like you really weren't wanted? How did you live through that?
Well, you just do.
Yes.
Somehow I wanted to commit suicide when I was in my late teens. And when I got out of high school, I just basically walked out and went downtown and found a girl. By visiting a restroom, found a girl that said she would be a roommate. I had no idea who she was. And so we lived together for a few weeks. And I don't know, one thing led to another. You know, God has protected me all along. And it's just been miraculous how one thing led to another. But no, it wasn't easy. Well, I didn't want to live. I would sit in my bedroom and just cry my heart out. I wouldn't watch TV with the family. They even had a family picture and I wasn't in it because I said, I don't feel part of the family. And it was just, yeah, wasn't easy.
To go from all of that to being where you are today and writing this book, Personal Reflections and Praising God, Unleashing Divine Power Through Scripture. Deborah Robinson is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, Deborah is D-E-B-R-A. Her website is authordeborahrobinson.com. Information on her and the book on her website, you can link directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've enjoyed using the alphabet throughout the book. How were you led to do that? That's a unique presentation. It makes sense to us as a reader. We can relate to that. We love the way it's laid out and organized. What led you to use the alphabet in the way that you did?
Okay, the alphabet became very important to me because I found a little excerpt. I'm finding it in my book right now. It's on this page in my book. And I'll just read it. It says, Lord of the universe, how I wish I had words to fashion beautiful prayers to praise you. But alas, I cannot find these words. So listen to me, O God, as I recite the letters of the alphabet. You know what I think and how I feel. Take these letters of the alphabet and form the words that express the yearning and the love for you in my heart. Found that, and it was so neat. And I would lay there at night trying to come up with a way to go to sleep. And I would start at the beginning of the alphabet and say, God, you are awesome. Baby Jesus was born in a manger in Christ. He is in my heart. He lives in me. You know, I would just go through and recite what different words would come to me with each letter. And now another blessing on the alphabet is when I sit at a red light and I have a car in front of me, I can actually pray to God using these letters instead of getting impatient. Like, you know, it's really taught me patience. And I can, you know, it doesn't matter what the license plate is, I come up with words to talk to God every single red light.
Well, so the book will help you as you're reading it and help you through your daily life, it sounds like. These are little tips that we all can use rather than sit there and yell and scream and be irritated because we're stuck in traffic. You can take that time for silent prayer or even out loud prayer if you would like to do that. One of the many benefits of personal reflections and praising God, unleashing divine power through Scripture, Deborah Robinson, the author, is our guest on the program. You talk in the book, and we just touch briefly on some of your memories as childhood, some of the negative memories you went through. Talk a little bit more about that, if there's anything else you'd like to share, and then let's talk about some of the miracles, because the miracles are incredible.
Yep. Oh, well, let's see. I had quite a few miracles. I was 13 years old. We had just moved to Omaha, Nebraska. I was living in Missouri before Fenton, Missouri. And we were living kind of out in the country on a, you know, on a road that there weren't very many houses. And I walked. My mother couldn't drive. I walked, I don't remember how far it was, it must have been several miles to school in a dress because we couldn't wear pants in those days. And I went through a wooded area. And looking back, I am so grateful to God that he protected me. I never really knew that God was there before, like I have now, like I see now, but he protected me so much through all these trees and forest and nobody around. I could have been attacked. Anything could have happened, you know. So yes, that was one miracle. And also, I started at 13 years old. I was in eighth grade at a junior high school. I knew nobody. Well, they were asking people to take classes, and I didn't know what to take, you know. So I decided to take typing. Well, come to find out, I ended up, that's been my whole life as a typist, been able to have a wonderful career. And I thank God for giving me this skill because I've used it in many, many ways through putting this book together.
Interesting, and, yes. So a spur of the moment decision, and he leads you into something that become part of your life. I mean, you know, typing in your job now and writing this book that really, in a matter of seconds, really created a lifestyle, a life for you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah, but being one of the best typists in the school, I walked on stage and received a certificate that I was the top student in the class for just a half a year. I ended up having the top ability, and you know, I don't know. I didn't know it was God, but now I do.
Yes, looking back, it all goes into, it fits into focus as you reflect. Personal Reflections in Praising God, that's the title of Deborah's book available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Deborah's website, author, DeborahRobinson.com. You'll be able to keep up with Deborah. Also a place there where you can share your stories. You can ask questions, interactive with Deborah as well. Author DeborahRobinson.com. Then link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have nearly 2,500 verses in the book, Personal Reflections and Praising God. What may be one or two of your favorite verses and why?
Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You know, you don't think things are going to work out sometimes. But then looking back, all things work together for good if you love God. So loving God was one of my main, is my main purpose, and trying to get along or teach people how to love God. And also the verse, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So he loved me that much. A friend of mine, Marge, said, put your name in there. even if I was the only person in the world living, God loved me that much. So he loves all of you that much. I know it's hard to believe sometimes, but it's the truth. His word does not return void. He loves us all. So we just have to accept him into our hearts.
I love that personalization. You put your name in there. So suddenly it's this relationship, a one-on-one relationship that you have. You received, it's interesting, this whole mindset of positive thinking. We all are told we need to think in a positive way. Easier for many of us to say it than it is actually to do it. You have been able to live it. How did that come about, this mindset of being positive?
Well, when you ask Jesus into your heart, the verse 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new." He changes us on the inside because we become positive and we become transformed and changed. And also, the first commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So that's what he tells us to do. It's a commandment. So I've tried to love him that much and to lead others to do the same.
That's really turned your life around. It's such an inspiration to find out where Deborah is today, and you contrast that with where she was growing up, several decades ago, and here she is today writing this book that's receiving excellent reviews, Personal Reflections in Praising God, Unleashing Divine Power Through Scripture. Deborah Robinson, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, author, DeborahRobinson.com is her website. In looking at this, you sort of invite others to become strong believers in God as you are. Talk about that, and how important is that to you to get others to join you in being a strong believer?
It's very important to live a life that way because you can accept anything that you're going through. I had cancer as a, about 1998. I had cancer, and my mother had turned my daughter against me, and we had a few problems in raising our kids and things. And it ended up that I ended up with cancer, and that's when I learned forgiveness. God taught me about forgiveness, and to this day, I got my daughter back in my life now, the oldest daughter, and she knows God, and we have the best relationship we've ever had. I'm not saying it's always easy. I'm not saying Satan doesn't try to attack us, because he does, but we can overcome Satan anytime because we have God.
Deborah Robinson, our guest, the book Personal Reflections in Praising God. God gave you meaning for your life. You never knew before this happened. We've touched on it briefly, a few minutes left in the interview. I want to go back because that's so important. How did that take place? For so many people, they feel down and out. There's nowhere to go. You were in that position, and then it all changed. Talk about how that happened and how quickly life changed, and suddenly you were full of life and sharing the word with other people.
It's just automatic. I sell Avon. And I talk to every single customer. If I get a chance to bring God up, I do. And if they're having issues like their health or something, I'll tell them that I'll pray for them. So most of the women that I've done, customers or done sales with have been really blessed, and it's just, I know that's where God led me to. One thing led to another. And could you give me a letter? I want to share a prayer. If you could, Rick, if you could just tell me a letter that I can open up and read a prayer using words with that letter.
Let's do C. We'll keep it easy, the end of the alphabet. I don't want to give you something in the middle. You've got to look for it. But C at the beginning. And I appreciate you taking the time to do this, because this is an example of how powerful Deborah's book is, Personal Reflections in Praising God, Unleashing Divine Power Through Scripture, how important it is, how easy it is. This is a book that you want to keep close by so you can go refer to it from time to time, maybe on a daily basis.
Prayers using C words. We are in awe. Christ Jesus was crucified on the cross. He took the crown of thorns upon himself and gave us the crown of eternal life. He conquered death, hell, and the grave in order to calm our storms in life. Thank you, Jesus. You are the solid rock upon which we stand, and you are the center of our lives. We are in awe, God, that you have chosen us. We exalt you that we have been called according to your will, plan, and purpose. We praise you, God, for creating us and for providing our wonderful careers and for teaching us your Christ-like character. Jesus, you are our counselor and comforter, and we are grateful for that. I am your child, dear God, and I love that you never change. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for caring so much. In your cherished name we pray. Amen. See all these C words in here?
Yes, I was going to keep track, but there were so many I couldn't keep track of them. You were talking faster than I can make notes on my paper here. Thank you for doing that. That just shows the power of the book. And I've said letter C, and suddenly there's inspiration for the entire day. And if you have this book, again, you can refer to this book. You can memorize some of these. You can use in traffic. You can use as you're out walking in the morning. It's a guide that will really impact your life. Deborah Robinson is the author and our guest. A few minutes left. I want to talk a little bit about, let's go back and compare. Your life has changed immensely from the past, as you mentioned, but so often people wonder, okay, well, how has it changed? What is the difference? What has changed about your life now? I love your passion, the smile that's on your face. How has that changed from before?
Just laying around, not wanting to live, thinking about dying, trying to think of different ways to die. Like, I ask God, why did you even create me? I'm not worth anything. You know, I was told you're not worth the salt that goes into your food. I mean, I was told so many things like that. And Now I don't think that at all. I thank God you did create me. I might be different, might be a little bit unique, but you did create me. And you want me to let people know about you. And that is the biggest purpose in life. You know, there's nothing else that changed me but God, because accepting Jesus into your heart and the Holy Spirit lives in you, and you can just, reading his word every day, because he wants us to, you know, to show love every day. Because when you love God, you're obeying him, and being obedient to God is important too. And then he guides your life. He gives me ideas, and he just, you know, I can't say enough about how he guides me every day. And if I start to, you know, if I start to get upset about something, I turn to God, say, help me not to be so upset. Because Satan wants to attack his people, you know, God's people. So It's just a whole different life.
That comfort that you hear in Deborah's voice, you see in her face if you're watching the YouTube version of the program, is something she's sharing with everyone during her book, Personal Reflections in Praising God, Unleashing Divine Power Through Scripture. Deborah Robinson, I'm going to wrap up a question or two here. Let's go back for a second and sort of tie this together for people. I think so often we may have little signals in our life and we ignore those. You had signals and you did not ignore those. How did your faith journey start? And should we all be looking for what you went through to go through a transformation?
I met a girl when I was 18 years old. I went to college. I went to the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And this girl, Ann, she invited me to Grace College of the Bible. It was a Bible college. And you know, for me to even be invited somewhere with somebody, it's like, wow. And she was nice. And so I went with her, and, you know, they asked us, there was a minister that was preaching, and they said, you know, for us to come forward. And so I walked up to a stage and accepted Jesus into my life. It was just like she was, you know, like she was Billy Graham, because she invited me in because I felt wanted. For a change, I went forward, but then I didn't feel anything until I left home. It was just starting, and then finding a Bible-believing church and learning how to grow as a Christian. And then one thing led to another. I started going to Bible studies, which I do now. And I also do prison ministry, where there's criminals on the street, and they, you know, they need to find hope. So we try to give people hope, because a lot of criminals don't feel love. So I've encouraged criminals, you know, just going from one thing to another that God is involved in.
Well, it's a process, and it's all laid out in Deborah's book, Personal Reflections in Praising God. If you go to our website, once again, you can contact Deborah. You can share your thoughts. You can ask questions. The book will guide you through all of the process. It's proven, because it's turned Deborah's life around, as you can tell. One final question here, and I think it's so interesting. You talk about your goal now is to get people to praise and worship him daily. Talk about that daily aspect. I think for so many people, praising and worship might be just a one-day-a-week occurrence. How important is it to do it daily? You do it when you're stuck in traffic. How important is that to maintain that communication 24/7?
Well, he's inside me. I can't get away from him.
Yes.
I don't want to, but, you know, just this book, see, we have 26 letters in the alphabet. And if you read one letter a month, you can do this in like, you know, a couple years. But you, if you read one page a day, 365 days a year, you get through the book in a year. There's like 380 pages there, but you can just kind of pick and choose how you want to do this. So you can learn verses every day. My husband and I read a page a day, and we got through it in a year, basically. And, you know, even just going and saying a prayer, you can take a letter. I even got prayer for Q and Z. You know, every single letter has a prayer, you know, and so you can just talk to God like that. And you can read a verse a day, or read a page a day, or read a month. Take a month to read a letter.
And have the book handy so you can continue reading. You can go back and pick up on a letter or pick up on a thought. You'll probably dog ear some of those pages. This is really important. I need to come back to visit this from time to time. The book is Personal Reflections in Praising God, Unleashing Divine Power Through Scripture. Deborah Robinson, our guest on the program. Deborah, if you're Googling, D-E-B-R-A, D-E-B-R-A, Robinson. That's important because that's her website, author, DeborahRobinson.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. I'd like to thank Pixel Bloom Multimedia for arranging our conversation with Deborah on the program today. Deborah, it's been fascinating hearing your story, seeing where you were, where you are now, the enthusiasm, the passion you have for reaching out to others, and you do it so well in this book, Personal Reflections in Praising God. Thank you for sharing that with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. I love talking about God.
Well, and it shows, and it's meaningful and impactful for so many people. Keep up the good work. Again, the website is very simple, authordeborahrobinson.com. Great information there. You'll stay up to date on Deborah, what she's writing, what she's working on, this book, and you can communicate with her as well. The website, authordeborahrobinson.com. The book, Personal Reflections in Praising God. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.